Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 40, Select Devotees, Episode 14. How could you understand my intention? Part 1. The first year after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the renounced order of life, all the devotees headed by Sri Advaita Prabhu went to see Sri Krishna Chaitanya at Jagannath Puri. After attending the Ratayatra ceremony at Jagannath Puri, all the devotees remained there for 4 months, greatly enjoying the company of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by performing, chanting, and dancing. At the time of departure, Sri Krishna Chaitanya requested all the devotees, "Please come here every year to see the Ratayatra festival of Lord Jagannath's journey to the Gundicha temple." So following the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees used to visit Lord Chaitanya. Every year they would see the Gundicha festival at Jagannath Puri and then return home after 4 months. For 20 consecutive years, this meeting took place, and the situation became so intense that Sri Krishna Chaitanya and the devotees could not be happy without meeting one another. The last 12 years of Lord Chaitanya's manifest presence were simply devoted to his relishing the pastimes of Krishna in separation within his heart. In that attitude of separation, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared mad both day and night. Sometimes Lord Chaitanya laughed, and sometimes Lord Chaitanya cried. Sometimes Lord Chaitanya danced, and sometimes Lord Chaitanya chanted in great sorrow. It was at those times that Lord Chaitanya would visit Lord Jagannath. Then his feelings exactly corresponded to those of the gopis when they saw Krishna at Kurukshetra. After long separation, Krishna had come to Kurukshetra with his brother Balaram and sister Subhadra to visit. When Lord Chaitanya used to dance before the car during the Ratayatra festival, Sri Krishna Chaitanya always sang the following two lines: "Se ita parana nata painu, yaha lagi madana dahane juri genu." Oh, I have gotten that Lord of my life, for whom I was burning in the fire of lusty desires. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to sing this song, especially during the latter part of the day. And Lord Chaitanya would thus think, "Oh, let me take Krishna and go back to Vrindavan." This ecstasy was always filling Lord Chaitanya's heart. And in that ecstasy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited one verse when dancing in front of Lord Jagannath. Almost no one could understand the meaning of that verse. "Ya kamarahara sa eva hi varasta eva chaitra kshapas te chom milita malati surabhaya praudha kadambani laha sa chaivansi tatapi tatra surata vyapara vila vidhau reva rodhasi vetasi tarutale cheta sumutkantate." That very personality who stole away my heart during my youth is now once again my master. These are the same moonlit nights of the month of Chaitra. The same fragrance of malati flowers is there, and the same sweet breezes are blowing from the Kadamba forest. In our intimate relationship, I am also the same lover, and yet my mind is still not happy here. I am eager to go back to that place on the bank of the Reva, under the Vetasi tree. That is my desire. This verse appears to be the hankering between some ordinary boy and girl. but its actual deep transcendental meaning was known only to Swarupa Damodara. But one year by chance, Rupa Goswami was also present. Although the meaning of the verse was known only to Swarupa Damodara, Rupa Goswami, after hearing it from the mouth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, immediately composed another verse which described the purport of the original verse. Now, after composing this verse, Rupa Goswami wrote it on a palm leaf and put it on the roof of the thatched house in which he was staying. After composing this verse and putting it on the roof of his house, Rupa Goswami went to bathe in the sea. But in the meantime, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Rupa's hut to meet him. Now, to avoid turmoil, three great personalities, Haridas Thakur, Rupa Goswami, and Sanatan Goswami, never entered the temple of Jagannath. So every day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to see the Upala Bhoga ceremony at the temple of Jagannath. And after seeing this, Lord Chaitanya used to go visit these three great personalities on his way to his own residence. Now, if one of these three was not present, then Lord Chaitanya would meet the others. So that was his regular practice. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the residence of Srila Rupa Goswami, Lord Chaitanya accidentally saw the palm leaf on the roof, and thus Lord Chaitanya read the verse composed by Rupa Goswami. After reading the verse, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went into an ecstatic mood. And while Lord Chaitanya was in that state, Srila Rupa Goswami came and immediately fell down on the floor like a rod. When Rupa Goswami fell down like a rod, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got up and gave Rupa Goswami a slap. Then, taking him on his lap, Lord Chaitanya began to speak to Rupa Goswami. "No one knows the purport of my verse, so how could you understand my intention?" And saying this, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bestowed various benedictions upon Rupa Goswami. And taking the verse, Lord Chaitanya later showed it to Swarupa Damodara Goswami. Having shown the verse to Swarupa Damodara, with great wonder, Lord Chaitanya asked him how Rupa Goswami could have understood the intentions within his mind. Srila Swarupa Damodara replied to Lord Chaitanya, "If Rupa Goswami can understand your mind and intentions, he must have had your lordship's special benediction." "Yes, I was so pleased with Rupa Goswami that I embraced him and bestowed upon him all necessary potencies for preaching the bhakti cult. Yes, I accept this Rupa Goswami as quite fit to understand the confidential mellows of devotional service. O Swarupa Damodara, I recommend that you explain devotional service to him further." The author, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, says at this point that he will describe all these incidents elaborately later on, but for now, he has only given us a brief reference. The following are purports to this section by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. There is a temple named Gundicha at Sundarachala. Lord Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra are pushed in their three cars from the temple in Jagannath Puri to this Gundicha temple in Sundarachala. In Orisha, this Rath Yatra festival is known as Jagannath's Journey to Gundicha. Whereas others speak of it as the Rath Yatra festival, the residents of Orisha refer to it as Gundicha Yatra. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enjoyed the position of the gopis in separation from Krishna. When Krishna left the gopis and went to Mathura, the gopis cried for Krishna the rest of their lives, feeling intense separation from Krishna. This ecstatic feeling of separation was specifically advocated by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through his actual demonstrations. When Krishna was performing yajna or sacrifice at Kurukshetra, Krishna invited all the inhabitants of Vrindavan to come see him. Lord Chaitanya's heart was always filled with separation from Krishna. But as soon as Lord Chaitanya had the opportunity to visit the Jagannath temple, Lord Chaitanya became fully absorbed in the thoughts of the gopis who came to see Krishna at Kurukshetra. In the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated, Kamang krodhang bhayang sneham, aikyang sauhridam evacha, nityang harau viddadhato, yanti tanmayatang hite. The word kama means lusty desire, bhaya means fear, and krodha means anger. If somehow or other one approaches Krishna, his or her life becomes successful. The gopis approached Krishna with seemingly lusty desire. Krishna was a very beautiful boy, and the gopis wanted to meet and enjoy Krishna's company. But this kind of lusty desire is different from that of the material world. It appears like mundane lust, but in actuality, it is the highest form of attraction to Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a sannyasi. Lord Chaitanya left home and everything else. Lord Chaitanya could certainly not be induced by any mundane lusty desires. So, when Lord Chaitanya used the word madana dahane in the fire of lusty desire, Lord Chaitanya simply means that out of pure love for Krishna, Lord Chaitanya was burning in the fire of separation from Krishna. For whenever Lord Chaitanya met Jagannath, either in the temple or during the Ratha Yatra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to think, Now I have gotten the Lord of my life and soul. Being always absorbed in the ecstasy of Srimati Radharani, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt the same separation from Krishna that Srimati Radharani felt when Krishna left Vrindavana and went to Mathura. This ecstatic feeling is very helpful in attaining love of God in separation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught everyone that one should not be overly anxious to see Krishna, but should rather feel separation from Krishna in ecstasy. It is actually better to feel separation from Krishna than to desire to see Krishna face to face. When the gopis of Vrindavan, or the residents of Gokula, met Krishna at Kurukshetra during the solar eclipse, they wanted to take Krishna back to Vrindavan. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also felt the very same ecstasy as soon as Lord Chaitanya would see Jagannath in the temple or on the Ratha Yatra car. The gopis of Vrindavan did not like the opulence of Dwaraka. They wanted to take Krishna back to the village of Vrindavana and enjoy Krishna's company within the groves. This desire was also felt by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and thus Lord Chaitanya danced in ecstasy before the Ratha Yatra festival when Lord Jagannath goes to Gundicha. It is still the practice at the Jagannath temple not to allow those to enter who do not strictly follow the Vedic culture known as Hinduism. Srila Haridas Thakur, Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami had had previous intimate connections with Muslims. Haridas Thakur had actually been born in a Muslim family, Rupa and Sanatan, having given up their social status in Hindu society, had been appointed ministers in the Muslim government. They had even changed their names to Dabira Khas and Sakara Malik. Thus, they had supposedly been expelled from strict Brahmana society. So consequently, out of humility, they did not enter the temple of Jagannath. Although the personality of Godhead Jagannath, in his form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, would personally come to see them every day. Similarly, the members of this Krishna Consciousness Society are sometimes refused entrance into some of the temples in India. But we should not feel sorry about this, as long as we engage in chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Krishna himself associates with devotees who are chanting his holy name, and so there is no need to be unhappy over not being able to enter a certain temple. However, such dogmatic prohibitions were not approved of by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Those who were thought unfit to enter the Jagannath temple were daily visited by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and this indicates that Lord Chaitanya did not approve of the prohibitions. But to avoid unnecessary turmoil, however, these three great personalities would not enter the Jagannath temple. The Upala Bhoga is a particular type of offering performed just behind the Garuda Stambha on a stone slab in the Jagannath temple. That stone slab is called the Upala. All food is offered within the temple room just below the altar of Lord Jagannath. This bhoga, however, is offered on the stone slab within the vision of the public. Therefore, it is called Upala Bhog. The word danda means rod or pole. A rod or pole falls straight. So similarly, when one offers obeisances to one's superior with all angas or parts of the body, one performs what is called dandavat. Sometimes we only speak of the word dandavat, but we do not actually fall down. In any case, dandavat means falling down like a rod before one's superior. Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada had the opportunity to receive a similar blessing like that of which Rupa Goswami received from Lord Chaitanya when Srila Prabhupada once presented an essay on the occasion of the birthday ceremony of his spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta was so pleased with his essay that he used to call some of his confidential devotees and show it to them. Srila Prabhupada writes, "How could we have understood the intentions of Srila Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur?" Recorded February 16, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.